home playing.
But what would you like me to do? I'm here, but what would you like me to do?
Build!
Build? But what am I building with first?
With the bricks.
Which bricks?
These bricks. I'm holding.
Well, there aren't many bricks there, are there?
Yeah, but we could do it like this.
Well, yes, you can certainly change the shape, can't you?
Put this little block on.
You're singing a lot today, aren't you?
Well, yeah. But then, look at say, this is the stand. My gold medal is just here.
Your gold medal's on top. That's the sort of thing you might have in a playground.
This is a racing car.
I just wonder with it being a racing car, whether you were the builder coming to work in your racing car.
I'm not.
No.
Come on, please build. Mum, don't put the swing behind you.
The swing's here, yeah.
Yeah, don't put it in there, because the concrete's coming to get in there.
Okay.
Beep. Have you seen how near it is for the stabilisers?
Yes, well I'll just leave the swing there. Well actually it would be a good idea to put the swing where it's supposed to be once the concrete's in, because then when the concrete sets, the legs of the swing will be secure, won't they, in the concrete?
Filling in.
Filling in? Oh, that's good concrete. Anyway, shall I smooth this out, look?
I'm the biggest crane.
Right, so you're a big crane now, making the swing. And then you've set it down in the concrete.
It's hitting this baby stone.
Is it hitting it?
This.
Oh, that's a very tiny stone, that one, yeah. So now, when the concrete dries, the legs of the swing...
Then I'm just gonna put some bolts and screws in it.
Bolts and screws to keep it down.
Just go to the builder's merchants.
Merchant, the builder's merchant.
Merchants.
Merchants. Merchant. Daddy's come home now.
Pardon?
Daddy's come home now.
Yeah, but we can still play.
Well, we can still play, yes. We can still play if Daddy's quiet.
To hide away from your mummies.
Why do you want to hide away?
This.
That's the cab from the train, isn't it?
Is it? What's the other layer? I need a train.
And you managed to get the box out, or do you want me to help?
They help me.
I think you better help.
I need this.
Right, you want the whole Lego box out, then?
Yeah.
Remember, it's got to go back afterwards. Okay? And what's the fireman going to be?
The one between it, it says, if you come near the truck, you'll be on fire. As soon as possible. If you go near that truck, you'll be on fire.
Why is that?
Because it's electric truck.
It's an electric truck, but why does that make me go on fire?
Oh, it doesn't to builders. It's only a trick for the people that think of the robbers. Tricks for robbers. A tricky, nicky, necky. It's a knack.
I don't quite understand.
It's a knack.
It's a knack?
Mm.
A trick?
This does cement, look.
There's a heck of a lot of cement there, Tom.
The blade.
Isn't there?
Look, Mum.
Yes. You have to put a sign up warning people, caution, wet concrete.
If they drive through a bit more, they'll see something that is danger.
And if we drive through the wet concrete, it's all getting the tread on the tyres, won't it? And then when it sets, it'll be all stuck to the wheels.
It's already set, but we can walk on it now because it's set.
Oh, is it set? Is it dry enough to walk on?
Yes, I've walked on it as smooth as possible.
You're using the word possible a lot today, aren't you? Possible.
You're impossible.
You said that to you.
Me, I just said it. And I say it.
You're impossible. Have I said that to you at some point? You're impossible.
Is that funny?
Well, it is, but it's a bit cheeky as well. What are you searching for?
Nothing really.
Nothing really?
Dog, I found what I need now.
What?
This.
What do you need?
This.
All right, the trailer.
Is it up on here? Like my big fan.
Beep beep beep. Honk honk. Honk. Beep beep.
Beep beep beep. Honk honk.
That's good. You've got more than the trailer, the back of the tractor there. What else have you got on it?
I've got a brick on it. Beep beep. Honk.
I don't know what's in the trailer, but on the back of the tractor there's a trailer, but then you've got several other things, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a train carriage.
No, it's not a train carriage, it's a truck.
A truck?
A dirty old truck.
A dirty old truck.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like one of the stories we've read in the Thomas the Tank Engine.
It does.
Which one is it?
I bet you're thinking of trucks that trains carry.
I am, yes.
Oh, it's not those.
No, is it not? Is it a truck that goes on the road?
Yeah.
Like a builder's lorry.
Wet concrete, where I can come in at. You know where I can come in wet concrete?
No.
Because I've got powerful tyres.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tractor tyres are very, very big, aren't they? Tractor wheels.
They're even bigger than this!
Yes, and that's a bulldozer, isn't it?
Come, Plum.
You sound a happy little builder. She did not.
She did. Yes, you did.
Just remember, apart from them being bad for your tea, what happened the other night in the bath?
What?
Well, you decided to tip about half a bottle of shampoo away, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, that's it. Mummy's got to save up now to buy some new shampoo, so there's no money left to buy anything for you, any treats.
Ow!
So when we're going to Didsbury, and you want sweets, I shall have to say no, because the few pennies I have in my purse, I'll need to go to the chemist to get some more shampoo.
Piece of poo!
Shampoo, a completely different one. Shampoo for washing your hair.
It doesn't look like poo.
What were you doing with the bottle the other night?
I think I was squirting it in the bath.
That's a waste, isn't it?
But it is for squirting.
No, it's not, Thomas. It's washing.
I need to get another brick if I can find one.
What sort of brick are you looking for?
One of those.
A square one, a small square one?
Mm.
Pick up that one, it's a black one. It's really good.
Yeah. I don't need any more, I don't need this. Nothing else. Oh, yeah, something else. I'm going to get the ladders, please, and the dumper, and the mixer, and another mixer, and the digger.
Thomas?
Please. Come on.
Two mixers. A dumper truck.
Mm.
And the digger. These came when you were a baby, Thomas.
And a helicopter.
No, you don't need the helicopter. When you were a baby, we bought some nappies.
Nappy nap!
And with each pack of nappies for a little while,
yeah,
you got a free toy. And so we bought lots of packs of nappies because we knew that we needed them for you, and we got all these toys free. And they're quite old now, aren't they? But you've played and played and played with them.
Beep, 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 beep. Boom!
Is that happy birthday?
Yep.
His birthday, is it?
Mine.
Is it?
Oh, I wish it was my birthday today, really.
Do you? Yes, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Then I could have all the sweets forever. How good was that? They can throw more nappies.
You don't need nappies now.
You need underpants.
Well, you need underpants, yeah. I don't think you get free toys with underpants, Tom.
I don't know. And I don't think you'll get them with knickers.
Thomas. Oh dear. Something fell over in the kitchen and it landed on the bowl, which has shot up in the air and fallen on the floor.
What, is that glass?
No.
How wholesome.
No, I don't need anything holding, thank you.
No, I just want to feel some.
I don't know what happened to the bowl that fell. It's only a plastic bowl, it burns, but where did it go to, Thomas?
I'm just checking my building site. I can't see a bowl in my building site.
No, I can't. Oh, what's happened to
it? I know what I can see. I can see this.
Well, that's just an empty box.
There are dollars in.
Yes, it needs to go in the bin.
No, but Mum, I've got more of those shrubby dollars.
I know, Daddy's having them in the freezer. Excuse me.
They're not behind here.
Oh, no, it's fallen on the floor somewhere, Thomas.
Where?
Oh, it's here. There we are. You've just got to use a little stool.
Come on, Mum. Hey, yeah. My coach is coming past. Oh, the builders' merchants. Even the car though must be a roller. What's happening?
Can the coach not get past?
No, cannot.
Why is that?
Builders to the rescue.
What's that song?
Builders to the rescue.
Oh, is it a Sweeney song, that one?
Yeah.
Is it Builders? Do they actually sing Builders, or is it? It's Dutman.
Dutman to the rescue. Dutman to the rescue. No. Jakey's nappy. Jakey's in the pants. Jake's in the pants. Oh, the girl fell down in class to see his Willy.
Oh, no, is that one? He's singing about Jake in the tweenies and his underpants. Why, has Jake been on the television in his underpants, Thomas?
Yeah.
Has anyone missed that?
Jake. for one day.
One day, I didn't see.
Monday.
Well, that's surprising, isn't it? There's a little person that comes with that truck, you know, Thomas.
And it might be him.
It is, yes. It's like a wibbly wobbly man, that. Well, no, actually, that comes with that one, Thomas. That comes with this, it's Duplo, that one.
And this?
That one goes with the red one, yes. Don't bang them down.
Looking for something. Oh, I found it.
Alright, that's a little breakdown truck, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's a lifting truck.
A what truck? It's what type of truck, Thomas?
It lifts things like this container.
It lifts things like the container? Oh, I see.
No, like... Not, it, you know these containers?
Yes.
It's brought from the Rackley train.
Sorry, they bought...
These Rackley train.
Oh, Rackley train.
Oh, no. These containers are brought from the Rackley train.
Oh, I see. You brought the containers from the Rackley train. We call the Rackley train the train that goes across the bridge in Didsbury near B&Q. Every afternoon around 3:15, doesn't it? And it's a train that just consists of loads of containers, some look very small.
And guess what? We saw Rackley train's engine, the boss.
Did you?
Train.
They have containers, and some are very smart and some are very rusty. And it's just a goods train, it's a train that rattles past with all these big containers. We call it the Rackley train, and you watch it with Nana and Grandma, don't you?
Yeah. Check it will explode.
I should hope it doesn't explode. I must admit, sometimes it comes, if I get it very, very early in the morning, I hear it rattling past here. It sounds just the same as a rattly train. It doesn't sound like a passenger train. But let's just stop this tape a minute because Daddy's coming out. Who's been outside?
Outside.
Has who been outside?
I've been in a deck chair outside.
You've been in a deck chair outside?
Yeah. Let's do that.
The next door neighbours, I know who they are, but what do you mean you've been in the deck chair outside? Oh, well, I know, yes. They have that seat in the garden, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean now, yes. It's nice that. They actually bought that one day in Wales. Thomas! Be silly, aren't
you? Is it like this?
Well, I'm doing it because I'm trying to keep my eyes open. Because I'm very tiny today and I've got a bit of a headache.
I need to look through the mirror.
So that's why I've taken my glasses off and I've got my head in my hands. Why do I look like I'm making faces?
I'm making faces.
What sort of faces are you making?
Well, a salmon.
Pardon?
No!
Sorry?
Someone said no.
Who said no?
Someone over there.
Someone up there? There's nobody up there. There isn't. Daddy's just gone out.
No, I heard something. No!
Well, it might be somebody outside, somebody walking past. The radio's not on upstairs, is it?
No.
Daddy was in the bathroom. I wonder whether he put the radio on in the bathroom.
We could hear it if it was on.
It must have been somebody walking past, Thomas.
You must have been shouting now. A cruel thing to say no, isn't it?
What was a cruel thing to say no?
Mm.
Well, it depends. I never heard it. Were they shouting no nastily? Or...
Would he?
Perhaps baby Miles was walking too close to the road or something. I can't see Rachel. But maybe... Was it a man or a lady's one?
Didn't he?
I just wondered...
No!
I just wondered whether Miles was doing something too near to the road and his mummy or daddy shouted no.
It was like a tweeny's voice.
Like a tweeny's voice? Well, I don't think any of the tweeners live here, Thomas.
Maybe not.
Tell you what, that fire engine you just picked up then. Oops, and I've just knocked over accidentally. The ladders are massive. Look how tall those ladders are. It does reach to the table. Try not to... Has that got stabilisers? That could do with stabilisers.
Yes, it has.
Certainly could do with them pulling out, don't they, to keep it, because now the ladder's so high.
Oh, yes. I hope I can pull them out.
Yes. Oh, it has. They're very fancy ones, aren't they?
You showed me.
Well, I remember when you first got it, discovering this, yeah. Look at that, now that should have made it more stable, shouldn't it? Thomas, more stable to reach the table. Do you like that little line? That's excellent, that. I'm very interested, please don't break the ladders, because we have so many fire engines now with bits of ladders, because I'm never quite sure how they go back together, so I'd like to have a look at this one, please. Make sure you don't break this and I'll have a good, look at it.
Well, it reaches to the roof.
It would, wouldn't it, if I stood higher up? I just want to see how everything slots in. Right.
How does it slot in?
Slot in? Slot in, Thomas.
Yeah.
How does it slot in? Say that again.
How does it slot in?
That's better. It just... I think.
Oh, you know what? You just... push it in there,
yes,
there, and
yes.
Then it goes.
Yes, but the ones that are broken, I've tried several times. I can't seem to get it right. Now, this is the basket, isn't it, that picks people up? What's this bit here?
There's a hose like this. It's a fire.
I see. That's very nice. I didn't realise what that was for. It's a very nice fire engine, actually. Right, stabilisers in, ladder down.
Gun down.
Gun down.
Right, do you gun around.
Is it for the hose, or do you think it's some sort of light?
No light. Look, here's a big basket.
And what's the big basket doing?
It's giving the builders little bricks.
Oh, I see. Have you seen on building sites, actually, Thomas, that they often put bricks into something that looks like a bucket and then they hoist it up? Or they have big pallets of wood that they pile bricks on and tie them up and then they hoist them all the way to the top for the builders working at the top. Have you seen that happen?
No, but I've heard someone do it.
Have you?
I could do with this side. Mum, I think I could put...
What's she doing now? Hooking a road sign onto the bottom of a balloon?
The balloon. But it works. Hope it works.
What's she trying to do?
Lift up like the new wheels. Yay, I can do it! Beep, 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 beep.
Very good.
Beep.
Oh dear, it fell off just at the last minute. Oh dearie, dearie.
Oh, look at this, helicopter landing.
Oh, be careful, no, Tom, be careful with those ladders. There's a few fire engines with decent ladders.
Wait, playtime!
Oh, that was a nice kiss, wasn't
playtime.
What are we playing? We're still on the building site.
Yes, of course, yeah.
There seems to be lots of cement in it everywhere and the stones.
Mm-hmm. Now we need the piper.
You need the pipe? What are you going to do with the pipe?
Ouch.
Oh dear, what was that? Your head? Your arm?
Head.
Oh dear, dear. Just bumped your head on the radiator.
pipes and ladders.
Pipes and ladders.
Look, I'm undoing the knot I did.
Oh yes, you tied one of the hose pipes up with a... tried to make a little knot in the hose pipe, didn't you?
There.
You're very singy today, Thomas. Quite a party mode, aren't you?
Mum does a knack.
What do you mean that Mum does a knack?
She always knacks at me.
Knacks at you? Do you mean nag?
Nag.
Nag. No, it's nag, not knack. Nag with a g. Nag.
Knack. Like, you know, knack. Knack from that diesel engine story.
The Diesel Engine story. Oh. No, nag. Nagging. Nag, 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 nag.
Nag. Nagging. Nag back. Nag at your own face.
Thomas, that's cheeky, that'll do.
That will do. That will do.
Have you trodden in some of the play cement?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have!
Did you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, it is. It felt tickly.
Was it tickly?
I lost something.
What have you lost now?
Can you see anywhere?
What have you lost, sweetheart?
That little roller.
The roller? Mm. Oh, it's here. It's here by the bin.
Oh. You. Oh, no, I don't need it.
Don't you mind? What were you going to roll?
I need it to hook on that. Oh, what can I hook on?
What do you want to hook something onto what then?
The train. The tutor. Big tutor pan. Oh yeah! Look at the paper.
You've hooked the racing car onto the back, haven't you? Good.
Now a big, big pipe.
What's the big pipe supposed to be, Thomas?
If we need to clean the road, we could just...
Right. Would you have to pick up all the litter at the side first?
No, we could go like this at the litter. And there's a litter. This one has Chris back there.
Yes.
And I just went the button. Now flow into the air and go to the airport.
So you've squirted the crisp packet with air and it's floated into the air and it's on its way to the airport. I see. That's not really solving the problem of litter, Thomas. That's just blowing it up into the air so it'll land down somewhere else and be a litter on the ground for somebody else.
Oh?
Yes.
Can we go outside?
We can go outside a little bit later, yes.
I'm going out.
No, not yet, Thomas.
Ooh, my knacker!
Pardon?
My knacker.
What do you mean, Thomas? No, I think you have to find a different word for that.
That's my man from school.
Is it? Your man from school. What's his name?
Jackie. Oh, I don't know, because all the kids call him a name.
All the kids call him a name? Yes, I think Jackie's a good name. What's he from?
From school.
No, I know he's from school, but what's he do?
He just sits.
He just sits. I see.
Because there's a bus.
Is he waiting for a bus?
No, this is a bus station. Oh. No, if it's not, just pretend I was the delivery cart.
Okay.
But it had seats for everybody that wants to sit on it, and then they carry things.
Right.
On their knees.
Okay. Where are you going?
To the toilet.
Okay.
Right. I'm desperate.
Oh, well, go on then. You quick. Quietly. Quickly but quietly.
What?
Are you? What, you're making sandwiches out of coasters? Mm. You're pretending that the wooden coasters are sandwiches. What type of sandwiches?
Cheese sandwich. Yum!
Cheese sandwiches. We like the sandwiches. Is that because you've had a busy day on the building site?
Yeah. Come on, who wants to snap me? I'm gonna do it.
So where are you getting your sandwiches from?
Booths.
Booths? So Booths is a little shop where Mum and Grandad come from, isn't it?
Ooh, I've got all my sandwiches. Knife and fork.
Pardon?
I've got my sandwiches. Knife and fork.
Knife and fork, yeah.
My chips.
My chips? Good heavens, you're having a good deal, aren't you?
Would you like to share it with me?
I will, please, yes.
Come on, eat your knife and fork.
Right, do I need a knife and fork for sandwiches?
For the chips.
Oh, chips. Right, can I not just use my fingers?
No.
I suppose your fingers are a bit dirty if you've been in the building with Sally, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I've got a knife and fork.
Oh, well, if you've got a knife and fork, you look more like chopsticks, actually, those, Tommy. You think the chopsticks?
I'm going to eat my burgers.
We could make burgers with them, couldn't we?
But not real burgers.
Not real burgers, no.
Like a bite?
Oh, come on. Lovely, thank you. Mm. Oh, that's nice. But this little man here looks like he needs feeding up. He looks like a skeleton, doesn't he? What do you think?
Eat it. Oh, not all mine.
Is it a man or is it a little bird, isn't it?
It's not a little bird.
Oh, I'm just wondering. Shall I draw around and see what it looks like?
Yeah. It's got a spike, so it's a boy.
It's just... He's got a what, so it's a boy?
A spiky hair, so...
Spiky hair?
That means it's a boy.
Does it? Why does that mean it's a boy, spiky hair?
Boys always have a spiky hair.
Do they?
Boy.
Do you think so? But look at his feet. I think they look like webbed feet, and they look like little wings.
But he can't because he's got hair.
Well, it could be a little duck like him. What's that sort of Tweety Pie duck thing called? What's it called? Perhaps that's it, Tweety Pie.
I'm going in the twig.
Look, he's fun, little man, isn't he? This is a little stencil, little plastic stencil. You think you need to just dot him a bit? That's it, a little stencil we're drawing round. Because I'm not quite sure what he is. He looks a bit like a snowman, or a bird, or a little man. It came in a party bag, didn't it?
A grinny face.
A grinny face, did you say? Mm. You've got a grinny face, haven't you? My lovely little smiley builder. Mm. Don't do Thomas, no! That's not on paper, it'll mark the tablecloth.
No, I'll go get my bottom.
It's got your bottom, whereabouts?
Oh, there.
There, is it tickly back tickles?
Yeah.
Right. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Right, let's put the lid back on this pen if we're not doing any more of that.
This is all our dirty plates.
Is it?
There's some new chips. Yum.
Oh, that's nice, thank you.
There's your pudding.
Thank you.
Here's your drink.
Thank you. That looks very nice, doesn't it?
Eat!
Eat.
Oh, here's your knife and fork.
Oh, thank you very much. Right. I thought we'd already eaten, actually. Is this seconds? Because I thought you'd tidied all the plates and everything away, and then suddenly here we are eating again.
This is our tea.
Oh, our tea, is it now? Well, the afternoon passed quickly on that busy building site. Couldn't it?
Come on, it's nearly dark.
Good heavens, it'll be time for supper. What can we have for supper?
You're eating in your drink.
Oh dear, I get a bit confused. Well, you see, you said it's nearly dark, and it is dark now, and I can't see what I'm doing. Oh, it's lovely.
That's your drink.
I was silly Billy Builder, aren't I?
That's your drink.
You're Bob the Builder, and I'm silly Billy the Builder. What sort of drink have we got?
You've not eaten anything, have you?
I ate it all up, it was lovely.
Just pretend you didn't.
Oh no, I didn't, I was too full.
Did not eat anything? No pudding for you.
I had a couple of chips. What do you mean no pudding? What's pudding?
Chocolate cake!
Oh, go on, I've been never so good.
Okay. They're your chocolate
cake. Thank you. Shh, Thomas, calm down.
Let me
drop them. Don't drop them. Go ahead and break them. No. That's silly.
happened here? On your chimney, that's like a red mark. I suppose it could be tomato sauce.
No, it's not.
Did you bring this little book over to me?
No. No, I want that's the builder's merchant book. But I don't want to read it yet.
Well, the builder's merchant book, is it? Right. Because I walked past this and thought, oh, we could read that, same as we're playing with diggers. It says diggers, all sorts of diggers for the very young. It's a nice book. It's only a very small book.
Mum, can you play me now?
I can. This huge bulldozer is levelling the ground.
Shall I show you? I can read some of this.
This giant dump truck is taking away stones and rubble. Look how big the pieces are. Look how big the wheels are on the digger. This machine faces forwards and backwards. It is a digger at the back and a bulldozer at the front. This is an excavator.
What's an excavator?
Well, it tells you in a minute. It crawls along on caterpillar tracks and digs holes. Mm. It excavates the ground. It doesn't say that in the book, but it digs and digs and digs and digs very deeply. The yellow loader has scooped up rocks and spun the red dump truck.
That's good.
This bulldozer is...
No, I'm going to read that. This bulldozer is that heavy. It can't go on the roads. It needs to be carried by a big special transporter.
Good boy. This bulldozer is so heavy it cannot go on roads. It has to be moved on this special transporter. Sometimes little machines are more useful than big ones because they are quicker. This small loader is filling a tipper truck with earth. That's a nice little book.
Play.
Who have you read that book with, Thomas?
No one.
Yes, you have.
Oh, man.
I know I've read it to you before, but you knew one page off by heart. Has Grandad read it to you?
No.
Who's read it to you?
Dad.
Daddy. I was going to say, you knew that one about the bulldozer being so heavy you couldn't go on roads. And what would you call this yellow truck, yellow and red one that we got in Spain, Thomas? What sort of digger would you call that?
Excavator.
An excavator. Well, no, it's got a, more like a shovel on the front, hasn't it? Is it a bulldozer, look? Do you think it's called a bulldozer?
No, it's a snow. It's a snow plough for the train.
A snow plough? Oh, right. Oh, gosh. A snow plough. Do you think they use snow ploughs on building sites?
No, I'm pretending it's a cement mover.
Right, it moves cement, does it?
That is powerful. Can move cement.
I can say, well, I'm sure you must need something very strong to move cement. But most of these big machines, I think, are pretty powerful, aren't they?
Look how long this truck is. Have you seen how small the engine is to pull all them?
Yes. It's hard work. I would imagine it's hard work going up hills.
It is not.
Is it not? I would have thought with that heavy load behind, it would have been ever so hard to have chucked up the hill. Chug, 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 chug,
chug. It was just dipping up. So it was just dipping some rocks up then. Can I show you how hard it is to get up a hill?
Yes, please.
This hard. Brum, brum. Is that hard?
It looks fairly hard.
It's not.
Is it not? Did you not have to struggle at all?
No, you just need to go like this. Then you're up that hill. That is a quick machine.
It is, isn't it?
Even you think it's going to be slow, but it's fast.
It is. Yes, I've just been noticing.
No.
The page that you knew very well. The special transporter that the bulldozer helps you move on is green. And there's another green machine in this book. The giant dump truck is green. And all the other diggers and things are either red or yellow or orange. Why do you think that is? So they can be seen? Because when you look at your playthings as well, the diggers and dumper trucks are all yellow and red and orange, aren't they? You've got some green mixers there, a green tractor.
This is very hard to pull round corners.
Well, it's so big, isn't it?
It's very heavy.
Lots of heavy bricks. You've used the fire engine, haven't you? Load it with bricks. I'm not sure whether you're a train or a truck because you're making, I can't tell whether it's train beep beep noises or whether it's boop boop sirens on lorries reversing. What sort of sound was that?
It was a truck reversing, or was that digger reversing?
Oh, I see. So it wasn't anything to do with trains.
It is very hard to get uphill for this load. It is. Every time when you go uphill to this, you keep falling down.
I bet you do. Look at all the bricks you're carrying.
Now, look what. Man said, come on, Buildy, carry this much bricks.
What did he call you, Buildy?
Yeah.
Buildy the Builder.
Oh, help!
Oh, heavens, I don't think you'd be able to manage it now, do you?
No, I don't think so. Don't say that's easy. Sometimes it's not. I have got a lot of bricks.
You have?
I'm collecting all the bricks and I think I've collected all of them.
And to say, when you see them all stacked up like that, it's surprising how many bricks we've got, actually, isn't it?
Mm.
Have you built anything out of all the stone, all the pebbles that we were playing with at the beginning?
No, why not?
You can't stack those, though, can you? You can build, you know, we build a nice circle with them. You used to have a red nose like that, didn't you, with the tongue that came out?
No, where it's gone.
I don't know where. Well, I think the tongue came off the red nose. Don't pull that. Well, it's not actually a tongue. Is it his tongue or his nose?
This is his tongue.
Yes, well, that came with something like a burger. Or, you know, a McDonald's toy or Burger King or something. But I think the one that you got for Red Nose Day...
Oh, Miles is going on his bike.
Is Miles going off on his bike? He's with his mummy.
Mm.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? Mm.
You know, Michael, he could cycle.
Well, he can't, because he's only a little boy. It's like your little bicycle, isn't it? You know, the one that we don't really play with a lot now, but you used to say it was some shop. We rode it inside more than outside, didn't we? It's nice, though, when little children like tricycles, don't they? And big children like bicycles. Don't they? So yes, this is very interesting. This came with one of those meals, like a happy meal.
You need to do it
off. Oh no, don't. Oh, so I said just draw on the paper, don't draw on anything else. It usually says if it's a McDonald's thing and it doesn't say, but this is a man or a lady, I'm not quite sure. It looks a bit like a lady until its tongue comes out. But
Can I draw on them? Oh, Mum, I need to
draw all of that. It's all right, I was just doing some sums, it doesn't matter.
Can I draw all of that?
You can, as long as you stick to the paper and don't run it on. But look at its hair. It almost looks like it's got fruit and flowers on its head. It's a funny thing, isn't it? What have you drawn?
Woman, would you like to kiss me?
Oh, yes. What are you drawing?
Wincy.
Pardon?
Wincy.
Wincy? Do you mean as in Incy Wincy? Not on the table.
I was saying, wait and see.
Oh, wait and see. I thought you said Wincy. I thought you were meaning Incy Wincy spider. I thought you were drawing a spider. Be careful it doesn't go through, darling. No, no, you stick to the paper.
I want to go outside.
No, we can't go outside just yet. No,
Brian's in his pyjamas.
Who is?
Brian.
He's not in his pyjamas.
You see?
Right, you're drawing on the table now, Thomas. Come on, sit up.
Need got some bolts and screws.
What do you need screws for?
The for this.
What are you building now? Nothing.
Yeah, I'm building something on the floor.
Is this your workbench now, though, rather than the building site? So what sort of things would you make on a workbench?
Well, I'm just getting all these screws off bench.
Oh yes, that's good, isn't it? You're playing with your workbench. You've got these lovely screws. And you're putting the screws that you unscrew into your builder's helmet, aren't you? So that's another useful thing. Not only is it good for protecting your head, but it's jolly useful for collecting screws in. Is that right?
Cool. Bye-bye.
Pardon?
Bye-bye.
Who are you saying bye-bye to?
The screws.
Oh, the screws? As you're unscrewing them and putting them into your hat, you're saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye, old Flappy.
Old Floppy.
Old Nicker.
Yes. A screw doesn't look very floppy. Something floppy is something floppy, you know, fabric or wool or rubber or. No, don't take any more of that because this needs tidying up now, Thomas.
Thomas. A little snack.
No.
From a little snack.
Okay, in a few minutes you can. Right, could you come and pick some of these things up, please?
Okay, I'll pick. I'll pick.
Well, why don't we put the pebbles back into that plastic box?
Yeah, no, I can still play.
Because that's... Oh, yes, you can still play. That's fine. It's just... There's an awful lot of things on the floor. I'm going to either trip up or something's going to get broken. But the pebbles would be a good thing. Do you want to use your hands or do you want to use a dumper truck or something?
No, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to tidy anything up.
Well, we've got to tidy up sometimes. Does that help you? Look, there's another book here about roads.
Oh no, not that one!
Have you read the road book?
Yes!
Do you not like
it? Boring!
Oh, we can look at the pictures, we don't have to read it.
No, I don't like the pictures either.
Oh, why do you look at this one? It says, when roads are flooded, cars must be driven slowly. The car will stop if water gets in the engine. What's the man having to do? What's the driver having to do?
Jump on the job.
The man's having to sit on the top of his mini car.
No!
He's putting his umbrella up.
No!
Oh dear. Oh, you see, there are quite funny ones. This is a very old Ladybird book called Roads.
Yeah.
Well, we won't read the bits that you say are boring, but there are some really quite good ones, aren't there?
This is a good one. If you were her.
Oh dear, well that looks like a highway robbery. I'm glad I'm not there.
Me too.
Right.
What's that?
It says this machine scrapes and levels the ground.
Who knows?
This truck is being filled with stones at a quarry. You've been to a quarry? A road is built on a layer of stones. This machine picks up the stones at the quarry. It loads them quickly into the truck.
Stack.
A mixture of stones and hot tar is
tipped. Why is it got two seats?
I don't know.
One of them must be for backwards.
It might be, so we'll perhaps find out. A mixture of stones and hot tar is tipped from a truck in front of this machine. The machine spreads and levels it to make the road smooth.
Well, that must be the leveller.
It must be. I was going to say it must be a double machine.
That's the police and that's the robbery.
Is it? It says modern roads and robbers.
That's the robber.
Cars can move fast on modern roads. Robbers can get away more quickly. This makes them harder to catch. Cars cannot move fast on old narrow roads. Sometimes there is not room for two cars to pass. Oh dear, look, it was a bit like having an argument. What sort of road do you think that is?
A lay,
it's like a country road. How do we know it's in the country?
It's a farm.
There's a farm, we can see a cow and a farm on his door.
I can see a cow. Well, I can see a cow.
That's a cow. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Well, the farm and the dog and the cow are all very amused at the two drivers getting upset with each other. Roads over hills and mountains must twist and turn. Then they are not so steep. If the road was straight, it would be much shorter, but it would be too steep for cars to climb. Oh, I remember this picture from when I was a little girl.
What does it do?
This road does not twist and turn. It is very steep. The car and caravan will not reach the top. I don't think they will. Look what's happened to all the things in the back of the caravan.
Look at the vase.
Yes, because it's going up such a steep hill, everything in the back of the caravan is all tipped up. The radio, the flower vase, cups and bowls. Look at these two people hiking. What are they thinking?
Uh-oh. You wouldn't like to travel in that car.
No. Or a road train, Thomas.
A road train?
Road trains like this carry cattle in Australia. They are used on the road from Alice Springs to Darwin. Some of these trucks have 16 forward gears. Most of them have 10 forward gears. Right.
Yeah, I love the
front seat. That's a road in Canada, look, showing the mountains. A road in a cold country. In very cold country, snow and ice can cover the roads. Cars like this are sometimes used. That's those caterpillar wheels again. Roads across deserts are often tracks over the sand. They are used by camels as well as cars.
Camel!
Imagine if we went across the common on a camel. Mm-hmm. On a wet day. Maybe it wouldn't be wet, that's why they're saying they're used in hot countries. And look, there's lots of pictures here of people travelling by bicycles. And bridges and motorways again. This is the bit we were laughing at before. Roads can be blocked by nature. Trees, rocks, floods and snow can block roads.
Look at that man. See, look at my car.
Sometimes deep snow can cover a car. Now what's happened? That man's car must have been covered with snow. The bulldozer's come along and
scooped
it up, and the man's running behind the digger driver shouting, "Oi, oi, oi, you've scooped my car." And this is the one we were looking at before. When roads are flooded, cars must be driven slowly. The car will stop if water gets in the engine. Well, this man's sitting with his suit and his briefcase and his umbrella on top of his Mini, and who's going through his car?
Don't look at that one, so excited.
They're all excited having a little swim through his car.
And no windows.
No. Haven't. Yes, he would have been better really keeping his windows closed, wouldn't he, that man? Oh, even modern roads sometimes have to be repaired. Road repairs hold up the traffic. In towns, there are water pipes, gas pipes, electric cables and drains under the road. And sometimes these must be repaired. What are the workmen doing now? Oh, Tom, don't you?
Having a tea break.
They're having a tea break, aren't they? They're not really busy mending the road. But all the drivers are getting very irate while there's too many eat the sandwiches and have a drink.
It's boring!
Road racing. Racing cars. That's a big motorway there. We're nearly at the end of the book now. Sometimes the side of roads is sprayed to kill weeds, but this also kills many wildflowers, insects and birds. Many birds, insects and small animals need hedges for shelter.
Where would they get that and that?
Look, there's somebody there going along with a cutting machine to cut down the hedges at the side of the road, because if they got too overgrown we wouldn't be able to see when we're driving. You know, if the hedges were really, really tall, you couldn't see around them.
Then you go like this, that's a car, and then you go smash it right into a cow.
Well, you know, sometimes as well, how when we walk across the common, all the brambles and the nettles and everything are so overgrown, aren't they? That you need machines to cut back things that grow quickly, because things that grow in the wild often grow very quickly. And it just makes it safe.
I'll come to Little Brian's after lunch.
Pardon?
I'll come to Little Brian's after lunch.
Little
Brian said, I can.
Brian said he could, did he? I see.
And I am.
I'm not sure about that. No, I'm not. Don't look at me with that cheeky face. I'm not sure.
Linda disappeared.
Thomas, stop.
The very thing keep on.
Not being rude. You're not going now, that's too rude.
Oh, Linda is a goodie girl.
No, it's too late now. I can't let you go if you're going to be rude about people. That's not nice, is it?
That's number six sticker.
That's off the Lego football buffs, isn't it? Well, the football players, I should say. Right, let's put some of these stones on. Are we going to just do it with our hands, or are we going to use a digger?
Digger.
digger. Well, which one were you going to use?
You use the big digger, I'll do the crane.
Okay.
Do you think this digger will hold all these big boulders?
I don't know.
Shall we try?
It doesn't.
I think it probably will. Oh, there we are. We bought this in Spain, it was very cheap.
This one for me.
I thought you weren't going to help.
So what? These are all these for me. Oh, get these away. And what? I've got two of these. They're all going in my van.
He's singing a lot today while he works.
La 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 la.
Nice to hear you sounding so happy.
La 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 la. Oh, you collect the small stones.
Okay, well, I thought so. I was just leaving until you got what you wanted because I thought I was in trouble before. You're collecting too many.
You were.
I thought I was. Daddy bought this little digger. It was in the gift shop near the hotel.
Oh.
And it has lasted and lasted. We played with it on the beach in Spain, didn't we? Collected seashells and pebbles and.
It's hard to get through here.
And collected wine corks with it and all sorts.
It's hard to get through this.
Is it? What, through the cement? Has the cement dried yet?
Yes.
It's still hard, is it?
Yes.
I mean difficult. It's difficult to get through.
Come on, Digger. Unload me, please.
Well, I'm picking up some of the things that we used to make the cement. And make it a bit tidier. And I'm putting it in this skip look.
Vroom, vroom. I'm collecting some.
That's right, in the trailer. There's another skip lorry here, look, I can use. I'll just tidy things a little bit
more. Can you put some in my trailer?
Of course I can, yes. There's even some on the swing, look. Do you remember the swing we were playing with at the start?
Mm-hmm.
That seems a long time ago.
Oh, it's just today.
I know, but it's today, so a lot's happened. That we had a little break when Daddy came back.
I'm ready to go now.
I had a little break when you went to the toilet. Right, are you all loaded up and ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Someone to unload me.
Who's going to help unload you?
You.
Oh, nice. Oh, I see.
Mum, help me unload, please.
I am. Where shall we unload?
Say in the skips.
I think we better unload.
Yeah.
Through there, back into the box, don't you?
I'll bring the box in.
That's the better idea. Bring the box in, and then we can tip from the trailers and the skips back into the box.
Yeah. And then we can put the back of the worm.
That's right. That's a good idea. There we are, surprising how many trailers we've got, isn't it?
You need, if you've got one of my trailers,
yes.
You need to put them back again.
Okay.
Where they were.
Alright, are you not going to help?
I am, I'm just unlocking the door here.
Look at this little red heart I found. It's a woman sized. With all my love,
a
little red heart.
This is all my heart for you.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Shall we put it in this box with these things and we'll find it again? Yes. Oh, there you are. There's lots of love in that cement, Thomas. That's good, isn't it? Right, shall I take this big skip, Laurie? There we are. Oh yes, but you just tipped it onto the ground, not into the box. Shall I come with this big grabber?
Yeah, I'll grab it all up.
Grab. And I've just got one more trailer to empty, haven't we?
I'm just filling it up in here. Nearly ready, Sergeant.
Nearly ready, Sergeant.
Brrr, brrr. good tipper, isn't it?
It is, and I'm a good grabber look. There we are, that's the stones picked up and the cement picked up. Can you see any more that need putting away?
No, I cannot.